Well, good morning again. And good morning to you, God. Go and learn what this means, Jesus said. Today's readings are not unfamiliar to us. They tell the reader, us, about some of the things that Jesus did. He issued a call to follow him without any explanation, rebuked authority, stopped his teaching and his meal to go to a child in need simply at the request of her father. So Jesus was walking along, and he saw Matthew, and he said, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. It doesn't seem like Jesus was in any hurry. He was walking along. To me, that's kind of like, well, let's go for a walk. Was he looking specifically for Matthew? Or was he open and listening to heavenly direction? Get going, Jesus. You'll know it when you see it. I wonder what inspired Matthew to just get up and follow. What would some traits be that you would follow someone you did not know, leaving everything behind? As he was sitting at dinner, he was doing the correct thing, even though it wasn't acceptable to all or to some. He was telling truth to power. And many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with him. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who have need of a physician that are well do not need those who are, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice." Jesus taught about many subjects to many people. Speak truth to power. Go. Listen. So while this is all going on, he's having dinner, and I guess they're chatting each other up and having a great time, as we often do around a dinner table. A leader of the synagogue came and knelt before him and told Jesus that his daughter had just died, but that he believed that Jesus could raise her from the dead. What were the compelling attributes, do you think, that it inspired this leader to recognize who Jesus was? Jesus got up and followed him. And as he's going to the leader's house, a woman who'd been suffering from hemorrhaging for 12 years touched the fringe of his cloak. And his response was, "Daughter, take heart. Your faith has made you well." He healed the sick. Were they all physical healings? Were there spiritual healings? There's no implication anywhere that Jesus had any medical training. When Jesus did get to the leader's house and he saw the flute players and crowds making so much noise, he said, "Go away. Get out of here. Kick rocks." He told those to back off because the girl was not dead, but sleeping. And with probably good reason, they laughed at him. So Jesus went in, and he took her by the hand, and she got up. And this report was spread throughout the district. There's a couple of interesting things to note. Two that I want to mention. One is that both the father and the daughter remain nameless. There are a lot of people in the Bible who we know what their names are, but there are a lot of people whose names are not included. That gives us the opportunity to put our name in there and to understand that Jesus didn't come for specific people, but for all. So today's scripture reports to us some of the things that Jesus did. He called people to follow him. He rebuked authority. He was a teacher. He talked about mercy and justice. Mercy, not sacrifice. And he taught in a way that makes us think. He healed the sick. So here's a thought. What does this reading teach us about who Jesus was, who Jesus is, not just what he did? I have found that often when people ask about Jesus, I reply with all the wonderful and miraculous things that he did. And we're quick to say Jesus loves us. But how often do we share how great and deep Jesus is as the Messiah, the Son of God, real? That Jesus is, not Jesus just was. So today's gospel helps to inform us about what kind of person Jesus was and helps us to get to know Jesus a little bit better. It helps us to deepen our friendship and love for him. So what are some things that this passage tells us that Jesus is? Jesus longs for us. He longs for us to follow him, to be in community with him. How do we respond? Do we say yes to Jesus or wait until we have a little bit more information to do his will? Yeah, I'll get to it. Jesus is convicted and not afraid, strong, bold, ready to speak truth. When do we speak truth instead of letting something slide? Jesus listens. He's a good listener. Are you talking with him? Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Jesus is merciful, available to us, not in trade for something, not earned or deserved or by sacrifice, but just because we are his. Jesus is compassionate. Take heart, daughter. He responded to a man's plea to heal his daughter. What things of what Jesus did invite you to consider who Jesus is? Our job, our call as disciples, is to continue to make the presence of Jesus known to the world, to be the presence of Jesus in the world. Holy Spirit, Jesus is with us all the time, around us, within us. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you will renew the face of the earth. Go and see what this means. Amen.